What makes you laugh? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chris Westbury, professor in the Department of Psychology at the University of Alberta, explores humor and why we find weird things funny.
Why do human beings laugh? In one way, the answer is obvious. We laugh because some things are just funny. However, scientists have no idea why human beings are the kind of creature that finds so many things funny. Some scientists have suggested that laughter is a way of signaling to our fellow human beings that there's no danger around. Others have suggested that laughter is nature's way of rewarding human beings for thinking outside the box. Maybe there's adaptive value in being rewarded to think weird ideas, because for most animals, what's weird is not funny, but frightening. The German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer suggested nearly 200 years ago that things were funny when they violated our pre-existing expectations, and more importantly, that they were funny to the extent that they violated our expectations. We were recently able to test this idea experimentally for the first time. It's usually hard to quantify how much a joke violates our expectations. We got around that problem by telling the world's worst jokes, jokes that were defined purely mathematically. We became interested in humor because we noticed by chance that people sometimes laughed at non-words. They often laughed at strings like snunkupel, warwibble, jemimo, and finglum. We calculated the mathematical probability that non-word strings would be part of the English language. In a series of carefully controlled experiments, we showed that we could predict the extent to which people would judge that a non-word was humorous from that probability. The less likely it was that the word could be an English word, the funnier people judged the string to be. Weirder is funnier. Our experiments still don't explain why people find weird things funny. We think that humor has many different functions. One of them is probably to allow ourselves to control our emotions and making ourselves happy, because humans function better when they're happy. Thanks for listening, and have a happy fizzamawizzamadil.
That was Chris Westbury of the University of Alberta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.